Olin Krutz. Olin Krutz. Olin Krutz. Every week with Mully and Hanley.
I kind of have a problem with the offense. I kind of have a problem with what they did today. I kind of have a problem with the game that Dow Loggins called. I think he did a nice job today. They matched up better today, Cat. Okay, Geno Atkins is out. That changes the whole game. Dow Loggins did a nice job taking advantage of their linebackers on boots. They attacked the middle of the field all day long. They had young linebackers in there. They couldn't cover the middle of the field. The Bears took advantage of where they had to get advantage. Without Atkins out there, they're in a lot of trouble. So you have to give the Bears coaching staff credit to them.
He probably doesn't like you, but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Hanley.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. It's like Christmas morning. Holy
guys getting Dusty on the phone for 30 seconds before I come on.
Just rants and raves, doesn't he? Yeah.
That's gold. I wish somebody would record that stuff.
Yeah, 30 seconds, not so bad.
30 seconds. It's called a treat. Yeah. Olin Krutz joins us on the Car X Tire and Auto Hotline. Car ready for winter. See your Car X man. Olin, we had a call this morning, actually the first call we took, saying that that's a great game for Ryan Pace. That means he's coming back for a year because it proves how good he's been. I kind of think like the other way. Like it's almost like – like he put together a team that's so bad that they can beat apples to apples a team that's in the same boat they are, right? I mean,
it was a good game for him because the young guys all showed up and looked really good, right? I mean, Tariq Cohen looked great. Mr. Bissi had total control of the offense yesterday. Put the ball where it needed to be. You know, Kendall Wright gets 10 catches. Finally, we see Shaheen out there getting targets, and he's open and catching the ball. Hopefully his shoulder's okay. But, a good game for Ryan Pace. I mean, the job, guys, the offense has been so bad that having a game like that where you score 33 points, rush for over 200 yards, and Mitch Stroh's for over 250, everybody's going to talk about the offense. But the job that Fangio and Donatell, and you got to even include Fox in there, do with that defensive mass unit they put on the field, holding the Bengals to only 7 points, it shows you what coaching can do, right? You know, Fangio is just greater than this laser guy, and Donatell is better than their wide receiver coach. I mean, Green gets shut down, LaFell gets shut down. Besides that drive in the first quarter, they don't do anything else pretty much the whole day. And I'm looking out there, and I see old number 57 running around on defense. I don't even know who that is, so I got to search through my roster. And I find out it's a young kid named Jones. They got McManus playing linebacker in a 3-3. They got Jenkins at nose guard. They got Bullard. They got a kid from, you can go on and on. But Fangio shows up in four or five different fronts, completely shuts down the Bengals. The Bears' O-line dominates up front. You know, like we said on the postgame show, as soon as Atkins was out, that's kind of their motor, and you can run downhill at them. Loggins comes out in the the third or fourth play, and he runs a boot to Bellamy. The linebackers completely lose him, and the Bengals look like they're totally off balance on what to call after that because now they can't cover anybody, and they can't stop the run. So a good day for them. But look, to your question, Mully, only the people in the building know exactly what happened, right? Only the people in the building know, did Ryan Pace really hire John Fox? Not one game is going to – hopefully not one game makes or break their decisions up there because you got to take a really clear-eyed look at it after the season, put the film on, look at where you are because, you know, the story that's been floated this whole season is that, John Fox kind of isn't Ryan Pace's guy, right? Well, only George McCaskey and Ted Phillips knows what happened there in that hire. If he is that guy, then there's got to be more questions. As you look at a Bengals team who is down 7 starters on defense and saying, wow, look, we looked amazing today. So we'll keep Ryan Pace. I don't think that's the way they run their building up there.
And Olin, you know, there was reports out there yesterday that John Fox, quote unquote, has accepted his fate. And he has been talking in the past tense the last couple of weeks. And yesterday he talked about enjoying, you know, the coaching staff has had their day in the sun. And he was glad that some of the young players enjoyed that. Was that game specific? We heard the cut we played coming into the segment where you talked about how they took advantage of all those injuries, and they certainly did that. Would it shock you if John Fox went back to a conservative game plan and told Dal Loggins to keep it close to the vest against Detroit on the road next week?
It just depends how the game goes for John Fox, right? Because I totally forget what part of the game it was, but there was a fourth down in there. I thought he should have went for
fourth and one at the 9 yard line, and they kicked the field goal.
Yeah, I thought they should have went for that. You know, so you know, it just depends how the game goes, right? It's easy to say, look, the offense is wide open yesterday. Well, they're breaking 20 yard runs, right? That's not just throwing the ball way down the field. So the Bengals kind of attribute to what they were doing yesterday. I don't know. I'm interested to see how they look against the Lions. The Lions, since they lost to Lodinata, haven't been great against the run. If I remember correctly, the Bears had a good day against them the last time running the ball. Kyle Long, I think, came back from injury. I'd be, you know, you have to keep the offense open. You got to keep the play actions coming, the boots, the runs out of gun, looking for Shaheen down the field. Like I said, hopefully he's on the field this week. Hopefully that shoulder's not really that bad after the game. So I would be kind of shocked if we don't see, you know, that shotgun and you know, like we saw the zone read for the touchdown yesterday, Mr. Bissi finally keeping the ball and running in the end zone. So I'd like to keep seeing some of that.
It's really interesting to look at kind of the number of injuries the Bears have versus the number of injuries that Cincinnati had. I mean, the Bears maybe are more used to being able to play without people than the Bengals were, but certainly that game was as much about who wasn't there as who was there. And when you talk about the great coaching job that Fangio, it seemed like the guys up front really had a really good game, and the guys up front weren't there. I mean, they were down to Keem Hicks and a bunch of guys. When you start talking about coaching when you're playing without your stars, That was an even matchup, in my opinion, with the number of guys missing from both teams, and the Bears won the coaching battle. Is that indicative of what does that tell you, I guess, would be the question.
Yeah, that's such an interesting question, right? It tells me they won yesterday, and we've been saying all year that they don't have the talent, right? Well, the talent looked even yesterday. Like you said, the defense lines up the first play, and all of a sudden they got Christian Jones, an outside linebacker, Keem Hicks, Jenkins, Bullard, and Acho, right? That's their front. And you would say, wow, just run the ball at those guys. I mean, I would imagine the Bengals offensive line was going to sign in and saying, what the hell are we doing? Not running the ball at these guys. But I'm guessing that Mixon was out, and that kind of threw the Bengals offensive coordinator out. But yes, the Bears coaches out-coached the Bengals yesterday. The Bengals got their own problem. It looked to me like, you know, I don't know, maybe coming off that tough Monday night game against the Steelers, their energy was also gone, but I don't know. Marvin Lewis, them got, and, you know, they got to figure out their own problems down there. But like we talked about earlier, that's for the people in the building. You know, you have to take a clear-eyed look at it. It's not just one game, right? But it sure did look like everything even, the talent even on the field, the Bears and the Bengals with the equal amount of injuries, the Bears coaching staff and the players play harder for their coaching staff yesterday than the Bengals. So if you're just talking about, if you're going to just talk about one game, Molly and Hanley, and say, look, let's hire or keep everybody or fire everybody off of one game, then yes, after yesterday, you keep everybody.
Please don't.
The NFL is a 16-game season. So game is just, you know, part of your evaluation. You put in there with every other game, every other week, and you take it, like we talked about, a clear-eyed look at what you have to do with your franchise.
You know, and Nolan, a couple of us made that case that, you know, they're coming off, they're hurt, they're banged up. Their playoff chances went away with the loss of Pittsburgh short week, and that's why you could make a case that the Bears could steal one. They didn't steal one. They kicked their butt. As a player, did you get a sense either on your own team or when you're on the field early on in the game where all those things proved to be true, where you had a sense that the guys just were going through the motions or weren't really interested in the task at hand?
You're talking about the Bengals, correct?
Well, I mean, either, you know, when you were playing, you know, were there days where you knew your team was going through the motions?
Yeah, we were just executing our team was going through the motions.
Well, either way, no. Yeah, where you got a sense from?
You're watching the Bengals yesterday, and look, I mean, I don't want to take anything from the Bears because the Bears have just as many injuries, but all of a sudden, you know, all their, besides Carlos Dunlap and Michael Johnson, almost every other guy is on the sideline, right? So there's a lot of areas to attack them. It looked like the D coordinator after the Bears hit a few boots to Bellamy. He didn't know what to call. You know, they couldn't get the ball to Green. Kyle did a really nice job. Fangio did a nice job, changed up his defenses, changed up his coverages, and they had no answers, and it looked like they had no fight. And I don't know how much, you know, Burfict and Geno Atkins, I don't know how much that's their engine. And, you know, guys, you talk about where we are as a franchise. Andy Dalton's got a $96 million
contract. How about it?
That's a $96 million quarterback.
Oh, my.
You know, if you know, their owner's in their room, in the room today with Marvin Lewis, and he's got to be demanding answers after 15 years. That's where they are. So I don't know. You know, there are some games where you're just running through people, and you know, those games you just enjoy, and there's some games where people are running through you and nothing is going right. But, you know, you keep going back to the Bengals' injuries, but I don't want to take away from the fact that the Bears have so many guys injured too. I think they have more guys out than the Bengals. I just yesterday, you got to give John Fox and his staff credit. But if you're talking about whether they stay or whether Ryan Pace stays and goes, you don't make that decision off of one game.
You know, another young player that had a good game, and a guy we don't talk about enough, is Kyle Fuller, just because he's out of contract at the end of the year and just because he hasn't shown real great play until this season, a contract year, and just because, you know, you look at it and who else do they have at that position? Prince Amukamara, you'd have to pay pretty big money to. How do you handle him? What do you do? I mean, do you expect him back, Olin?
Well, you know, a Big Cat made a good point, you know, that is a fair question. A Big Cat said, is he just playing for his contract year, right? But like you said, Mully, he is their best cornerback right now, and he's played against a lot of top guys this year and done a really nice job. And besides sometimes his questionable ball skills, his coverage has been great. But, you know, as if you're the general manager, you got to get his position coach in a room, Donatel, and right. You know, you have to talk to him about what kind of guy this is. You know, does Donatel think that this is just a contract year performance? Because Donatel's a guy who's around him every day, who knows the kind of man this is, his work ethic. Is this just a 1 year thing? So, you have to do your research before you give guys big money, right? Because, these contracts are few and far between. And if you make a guy a core of your team and pay him a lot of money, and the guys in the locker room see, like, hey, this guy, he doesn't work hard, and he doesn't seem really into it because, look, he's got his money and he'll shut it down. That can hurt your culture and your locker room. So a big decision there for Kyle. And that's just something, to be honest with you, none of us would know. None of us outside that building would know what kind of guy Kyle is. Is he a guy you want to give big money to? But right now, from the outside looking in, I would say I don't know how you let him go.
I hear you. I also wonder why they keep still picking on him. I mean, it just seems like teams throw at him as much as any corner in the league. And why? I mean, if he's having this great year, you know, it's almost like the other coaches have made a decision. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I hope they keep picking on him.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, Olin, thank you so much.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Olin.
Great stuff from Olin Krutz. As always, we're going to take a moment, kind of collect ourselves, and Big Z will be joining us. It'll be Big's time next in this segment with Olin Krutz, brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.